All right, I'm making a supplemental video. I've showed you things about space and church and services. So I thought I'd show you my space. This is the church that I serve, right behind here. This whole building used to be a grocery store. We now rent some of the space. You can see over in the distance there, we rent that end to the post office. So we have the post office in our building. This is our front end, Pathway Church. We have things sort of decorated for Christmas, although we don't have snow this year. So anyway, I'm going to take you inside and show you some of the things that I talked about in the earlier video about space and worship, how important that is. When you come in, our space is just a little entryway here, just basic kind of thing. Coming in, this is where people file in. We've sort of decorated things, put some things on the wall. Sometimes we put paintings on the wall, or we have invite artists to come in and do something, just to get the community involved. Over here is sort of our general purpose space. We've been worshiping in here for the last 6 months. It's just a big space. Even lighting. Lighting is pretty much the same everywhere, just fluorescent lights. We met in here for 6 months, and this was what our worship space looked like before we renovated. We've been renovating for the last 6 months, trying to make it more a space that actually is conducive for worship. I mean, you can worship anywhere. I mean, don't get me wrong. But if you do a few things to your worship space, it can enhance the whole experience. So anyway, come on in. We'll walk into the sanctuary. This is where we've been remodeling. You can see it's dramatically different than the space we just came from. There's way more interest everywhere you look. One of the things we did is we took the ceiling out and we painted it black. And so the ceiling sort of disappears and gives the illusion of a high ceiling. Our ceiling really isn't that high. We took the floor out and we replaced our floor with these ceiling or these carpet tiles. And you see they don't match. We made kind of a pattern out of it. It was a lot cheaper that way, and it just adds more interest to the space. We sort of repeated that pattern on the walls. You see these little squares on the walls around the sanctuary. Those are sound deadening panels, especially for the if you have flat walls, the sound will come out of the speakers and bounce right off those walls. So we made sort of a decoration with that. It sort of reflects the squares of the carpet. And then you'll notice our sound booth has these same kind of little squares behind me here. That's actually pallet wood that, you know, trucks and so on carry things, and forklifts and so on lift the stuff on pallets, and people throw those out, and we took a bunch of them, we took them apart, we stained them, and we made this interesting wall for our sound booth, and then we repeated that pattern up front at our stage. You can see our stage here, not a high stage, just a foot and a half high. But you see that pallet wood goes all the way around. And one thing you want to do with the sanctuary space is there's a lot of cool things you can do in terms of decorating and, you know, art and so on. But in a worship space, you want it to say something. You know, at home, maybe you decorate, you just like colors and you like certain shapes, and so you just do it. But in a worship space, you want it to mean something. And for us, this pallet wood business that we used, pallets are sort of thrown away. It's junk. It's discarded. And we took what was junk or things that are discarded, and then we repurposed them, and we made them into something beautiful. And that's really what God does with us. So this is sort of a symbolic of what Christianity does. It can take something that the world thinks is worthless and turn it into something beautiful. So that's what we're trying to say with this kind of decorations. The walls are sort of a neutral gray, a little bit darker because we want to be able to control the light. We don't want light everywhere. One of the problems people have when they come to a church service is everything is lit up equally, and then their eyes wander, and people are ADD, and they can't focus on anything. And so we want to help them focus. So when you walk into our space, where are you going to look? See, the whole lighting experience focuses you to the front, because that's where things are lit up. The lighting is very interesting. We'll talk about the LED lighting in the lighting section of this course. But just to give you a little preview of that, here's the lighting soundboard, I guess. And I'll talk about how this works. But if you see the lighting up front, we can just change the lighting very easily, very quickly, somewhat dramatically. We can make it really bright. We can make it different colors. I have saved a lot of different kinds of lighting. Make it intimate lighting. Anyway, so we'll talk a little bit more about the whole lighting thing in another video. But I want to show you this whole design. This space, by the way, that you can see now, is sort of the horizontal. We took the room and we're using it horizontally. The stage is right up there, and then all the chairs go around the stage. Before, the front of the sanctuary was right over here, and we set up the chairs in long rows, going this way, and people were a long ways. It didn't have an intimate feel. It had your traditional, old church look, where you have the altar and everything up front, and then everything comes away from that. We wanted more of an intimate feel. So when you're up on our stage, everywhere you look, I'll get up on the stage. Everywhere you look, the people are sitting. They're sitting around you. So no matter which way I go, the people are sitting around me. There, I think you can see that a little bit. And the person on the stage is the most lit thing in the room. So when people are trying to pay attention and they're trying to figure out what is being said, it's real easy to see where they should be focused. A lot of times you have light all throughout the room, and then the person speaking is in the darkest spot in the whole room. And then you wonder why people don't always pay attention. So we arrange things horizontally. We have the chairs fairly close to the front. It's only like 5-6 feet away from me, because we want this more intimate feel. Now you'll notice the walls the walls of our backstage. You see these kind of sail things. That's actually it's a spandex kind of material, but the spandex material lights up when you put a light on it, so we can change the color. And the two big ones we actually use as our screen. So we have our, I don't know if you can see those up there, but there's one of our projectors. And the projector shines on that screen right there and that screen over here. So we have two projectors, two screens. But when the projectors are not being used, we just use that material as sort of a background. And that helps the foreground stand out. So you color the background, and then the person standing in front stands out, or singing, or whatever it is you're doing. Again, the whole goal is to create a space that's intimate, where we can worship God. But not only worship God, but we want to do it together. If people just want to worship God, they could just stay home and put a tape on and sing their hearts out. And that's a good thing to do. But we come together not to just listen to somebody. We can listen on the radio. We can listen online. We can listen to a lot of great speakers. But we come together to be together. And so in our church, it's really all these people that what it's about. And because our chairs are sort of in the round, the whole thing is in the round, people not only see what's going on stage, but they see what's going on with the people around them. They see their neighbors, their friends, their relatives, their kids singing their hearts out. And so the worship space is meant for something that promotes us doing it all together. So anyway, I just wanted to show you that, and I'll be back in this space again to show you how this whole lighting thing works.